Good morning and welcome to the morning show. This morning we have the great pleasure of having on a perennial guest, Andy Dux, Regional Fishery Manager for the Idaho Panhandle Region with Idaho Fish and Game. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Great, thank you. And although you're not a stranger to our listeners, you're a regular, we always have folks who are new to the area or missed previous interviews. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for Idaho Department of Fish and Game as the Fishery Manager.
Sure. Yeah. So my role really is to oversee our fisheries program as a whole here in the Panhandle region. And that's something that I've been doing since 2015. And prior to that, I've been working in the region, specifically on Lake Pendray, since 2008.
Nice. You have what I think many people would think of as a dream job. I'm sure there's days when it's probably like a nightmare, but everyone always wants to know, do you get to go out and fish?
I do. It's more typically, you know, on my free time, but certainly I have a passion for fishing, and that's part of what got me into this career, and certainly something I enjoy.
Yeah. It's a lot of education work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really a blend of science and working with the public to try to find, you know, the best ways to manage our fisheries. And so that's kind of what makes it fun is you get to do, you know, both of those things on a regular basis.
And there's so many ways to connect with people. And you know, from past experience, one of the best ways is the State of the Lakes meeting, which is coming up, isn't it?
Sure is. And yeah, we just wanted to let folks know that the opportunity is fast approaching to learn more about what's going on Lake Pendray and an opportunity to interact with us, answer questions. So yeah, that meeting will be occurring on Tuesday, April 5th at 6 p.m.
Not far away along at all. So where will the meeting be?
Well, unfortunately, we're going to be doing it virtually this year. We had to make a call on how to do the meeting earlier this winter when it wasn't clear if we'd be able to have a big gathering. So we're going to have to go one more year in virtual world. But the good news is we did that last year and it worked pretty well. And we actually were able to reach, we know over 1,000 people watched the presentation last year, which is certainly far more people than normally attend in person. So there's great value in the in-person meeting, and we're planning to get back to that, you know, next year, but at least we are getting the message out and being able to interact with folks on a
basis. Yeah, the Zoom or the other meeting platforms do become very democratic. Anyone can attend pretty much. So how does one go about registering?
Well, so we'll be putting information out next week. The easiest way is go to either the Fish and Game Panhandle Facebook page or the Fish and Game website. You can go to idfg.idaho.gov/LPO, or just go to the Fish and Game website. You'll probably see it in the news feed or even the search button. You can just type in Lake Pendray Fisheries and it should take you to our page, and all that information will be there. And we'll be posting a pre-recorded presentation on April 1st. So folks will have until the 5th to watch that presentation at their leisure, submit questions either in advance of the meeting or during the live meeting, they can submit questions. And then that live meeting on the 5th will really focus on just answering questions that we receive.
So what are some of the topics that the presentations will cover?
Well, it'll be a lot like previous years where we'll spend a fair bit of time just providing background about the fishery and kind of the history of our management for folks that aren't familiar with it, or just a reminder for folks who are. And then we'll move through and kind of provide really what are like species by species status updates, along with, you know, some of the new research and management activities that will be going on in the coming year. And just kind of providing people with that latest information from the work that we do out there.
And for clarity, the main focus here is Lake Pendray. Will any of the presentation touch on other bodies of water, streams, lakes, et cetera?
This one will not. I mean, we do this every year just because the Lake Pendray fisheries, you know, so high profile and there's so much work going on. And it's important to, you know, kind of be able to keep folks updated on that. And so, this one will focus specifically on Lake Pendray and just adjacent water bodies like Pendray River a little bit.
And it is such a complex body of water with so many different things going on in terms of issues and species and management. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what the state of the lake looks like, or do people have to tune in to find out?
Well, certainly you'll get a better flavor if you tune in. I will, you know, preload people for the fact that it's a pretty lengthy presentation we put together each year because there's so much going on. Quite often it'll be, you know, an hour and a half or more of presentation. That's a format that folks have continued to tell us they appreciate, and they like us to kind of get into that level of information. So we'll be doing that again. A lot of the background, like I said at the beginning, but then, walking through how things are looking for the different species. But in general, you know, the fishery is doing quite well right now. I mean, the species like kokanee and rainbow trout that a lot of anglers spend effort targeting are doing really well, but there's the additional opportunity for a lot of other fish species out there that folks enjoy fishing for, both cold water fish, you know, like the trout species, as well as warm water fish like smallmouth bass, for example.
Are there any really hot topical issues that are going to be focused on that are going to come to management decisions where public input would be of great value?
No, I think most of what we'll be providing is more overview. We don't have any immediate decisions coming up that we're looking for public comment on. I think this is more about trying to just continually engage with folks, make sure folks understand what's going on, or if there's questions that we can answer those, and for us to just, you know, hear what's on people's minds as well. And it just has proven to be a really valuable thing. This is a meeting that we've been holding since, I think, 2005. So it's got a really long history.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are interested in it. They'll be excited to hear that it's happening again, and we'll tune in. So you know, one more time so people can find out more from the website or the Facebook page, but Tuesday, April 5th at 6 p.m.?
Yep, the live component will be Tuesday, April 5th at 6 p.m. And, you know, probably we'll run about 2 hours. It'll depend on how many questions get submitted, but I would expect we'll get enough questions. It could easily go that long. And one thing that is helpful for folks that are planning to participate is we aren't going to go through the full presentation that evening. So it will be helpful if folks have, you know, watched that presentation when we put it out on April 1st, you watch it before the April 5th date, and you can ask questions based on that information.
All right. Well, Andy, I think we've covered everything about the state of the lake. Any closing thoughts, any other items regarding the fisheries you'd like to highlight before we go?
Well, I think that was the main announcement for today, but certainly it's a nice time of year, and that we're kind of coming into the end of winter and moving into spring. And that's obviously a great time for people to start thinking about fishing on Lake Pend'Oreille or elsewhere. And we got a lot of opportunity coming up. That's always exciting.
Oh, I know this spring-like weather right now has everyone's thoughts turning outside, whether it's spring hiking or gardening or fishing or morel picking. All of us are coming out of that winter isolation, except for the diehard skiers who are still up for a few more weeks at Schweitzer, but then they're coming back down low to do all these things.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess one final thing I'll add, Phil, is, you know, if for any reason folks have a hard time next week when we post this information, they're always welcome to call our office too, and we'll be able to help folks find the information.
Super. And what's that phone number?
It is 208-769-1414.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy Dux, Regional Fishery Manager for the Panhandle from Idaho Department of Fish and Game. Once again, you've been listening to a bit of information about the upcoming Lake Pend'Oreille State of the Lake meeting to be held April 5th. Thank you for listening.